We're going. Okay. We're on Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, about 16 lines up from the bottom or so, by the two dots. Yeah. Oisei Adam Tavshil Me'erev Yom Tov. A person with his Erev Tavshilim, you have to do it on Erev Yom Tov. So that was on Thursday. So I'm Abaye. Abaye is qualifying over here. Lo Shanu, that we taught in the Mishnah, Ela Tavshil, it's a cooked dish. Yeah, about past lo, but past bread not. Right, we'll see what's the problem. My shnot past the loy. What is the problem with bread? Why can't you use it for Erev Tavshilim? Okay, Elaim, if you want to say midi de malafes be'inon, that something that accompanies the bread you need, meaning like a side dish. Okay, and past lo malafto. Okay, and past isn't malafes. So let's look at Rashi. What's this malafes thing over here? So if you look at the Rebbe Maskil de malafes, it says liften be'inon. We need some kind of we need chumas or something like that. De mucha milsa shasui l'shabbos. Because you know. Let's read the next Rashi. Because you'll see a past lo milafta hilkach lav mucha milsi sherei b'chol yom yish lechem. Every day people eat bread in the old days, the staff of life. So therefore, you know that's just a weekday. But if you suddenly get out the hummus, yeah, then you know, yeah, that it's for Shabbos. Okay, now back to the Gemara. V'hat daisa nami dolom lafta porridge, yeah, is not you don't eat right every a lot of people eat porridge every morning. Right? Well, you'll see, maybe not. They didn't see, not in the times of the Gemara, they didn't eat every morning. But it's definitely it's a filler. Yeah, the Amar Rebbe Zeira, that says Rebbe Zeira, Hani Bavlo'oi Tipsho'oi, those foolish Babylonians, yeah, the Ochli Nahama B'Nahama, they eat bread with bread, right? They put bread on top of the bread, meaning they eat bread and porridge. Basically, two heavy carbs, that's stupid, right? You have carbs and something else, right? So it's the stupid Babylonians. Oh, carry on. Va'ama Rav Nuchumi Bar Zecharia, says Rav Nuchumi Bar Zecharia, Mishmeda Abaye in the name of Abaye. Ma'arvin B'daisa, you can use Daisa as an Erev Tavshilin. So therefore you see that it doesn't have to be, even if it's something that's not, is a staple, yeah, it's something that's, you know, that's a filler, yeah, it's fine. So Ella, so answer the Gemara, Midi lo shchiach b'inon. No, we've got something that's not an everyday thing in the sense, you've got to eat a filler every day, so people eat bread every day, and daisa will be a good tachlif. Yeah, but the thing, people didn't, in over there in those times, they didn't eat every day.
But why is daisa not religious?
You know, it is. Or why is it not? No, because it's like the heavy, it's the filler. It's like spaghetti, for example. Spaghetti is also not a malefta, right? Like spaghetti with sauce on it, right? So spaghetti is like the bread, right? And then the malefta, the thing that is the sauce on top of it, right? Yeah. Okay. So the daisa lo shchicha, and daisa is not shchiach. Okay, now just to make things confusing, we're going to turn it around a little bit.
So the last question is, how comes we talk?
Bread is no good. Why is bread no good? Right?
Yes, so daisa is.
Yeah, yes, daisa is. And now, Gil, now we're going to basically have a different gur so that we're going to say basically daisa is not good. And we're going to say, meaning for Erev Tavshilin, and then we're going to say, so therefore the reason of bread is going to be different.
It seems a question from Rashi, the reason why bread is not in the list is because it's used every day.
So therefore, yeah, not special for Shabbos.
Right.
And dice is also used.
I think it means that you have.
Shtiri.
Yeah, yeah, no, no, no.
It's three categories.
Correct.
There's
correct.
Used every day and there's shtiri.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Shtiri.
No. Generally, I think the thing that like this, there's a need to be filled every day, because you got to, you know, do a job. You got to function as whatever. So you're always going to have a filler every day. But the Tosefis, the extra fancy things, yeah, you're not going to have every day. You're going to have them Shabbos, right? So bread, we know you have every day, right? So like you said, porridge, you could people don't, but you could have it every day, and it could replace bread, because it happens, right? So that's the point. It is not malafes, but it's not shchiach, mean, it could be. I mean, the minhag could change. It could be that everybody starts eating, eats breakfast cereal every morning, so therefore it is a filler and it's not malafes. And now it's also it is shkiach. Okay, now ikid amri. Some people say, Abaye, Am Abaye, lo shonu ela tavshil. This is the same point as well. Yeah, tavshil is good about paslo. Okay, now the my timer. What is the reason? So Elaim, if you want to tell me the midi de lo shkiach beinon os. So now we're going to start the other way around, right? Something that's not shkiach we need. Yeah, upas shkicha. Past is shchicha, v'hadaisa, but daisa lo shchicha is not shchicha. That's consistent, right? V'amar Rav Nachumi bar Zecharia mishmeda Abaye. That was the same name we had before. Ein ma'arvim v'daisa, but according to this ikid amri, we say you can't use porridge as erev teshulin, right? So what's the? And we know it must be. We know that porridge is not shchiach. So what's the problem? It's Ella. So medium de malafas be'inan. We need something that accompanies the heavy carb. Yeah, a pas lo milafta, the dais is a nami lo milafta, and pas is not a malefes, and so too, also daisa is not something that accompanies your heavy carb. Okay, the Amma Rebbe Zera, the Rebbe Zera said, Hani Babylon top shoy, those foolish Babylonians, the ochle they eat nhamma bread with bread. Okay, Tani Rebbe Chia. Rebbe Chia had a brisa, a doshim. Lentils, shibashuli hekadeira, that get left over in the bottom of the pot, like we have this with chulant, you know, in the leftover chulant, yeah. So mechaleim mishum erev tashilin. You can use this for erev tashilin, and Rashi even says that you didn't even intend without kavana, meaning this stuff at the bottom, you didn't have kavana for it.
Erev yomtov.
Meaning you would use it, like you would say, oh look, I mean it was a yom tov chulant, right? You made a yom tov chulant, and then you had to cook erev yom tov, wouldn't you? Yeah, true. And then you look at it and say, oh look, some left there. I'll use that for erev tashili. Okay, now Vahani. Okay, and Rashi says, and also that we don't say it's bottle to the bottle as well, like it's like to the kedera. We don't say it's like negligible. Vahani mili the isbuhu kazayas, but you would need a kazayas with. Ama Rav Yitzchak braid Rav Yehuda shamnunis the fats shal gabi asakin that they're upon the knife, yeah. In the old days, they didn't have a stainless steel. And they used to have a little, it seems right. Goro, you could scrape it off, this fatty stuff. And you could use it for Erev Tashilin. Okay. And same thing. And they have to have a kazayas. So that, I didn't get a chance to look at this one. I think I wanted to do this morning. I didn't do it. Is that Lechorim maybe has to be cooked, though? It's like cooked meat. Not like your. Because, I mean, Erev Tashilin is going to be cooked, or maybe the actual scraping it off is.
It's cooked.
Was that? Yeah, Lahore it is, I think. I wanted to check it, that's what I thought. I'm not sure, but I wanted to check that out, putting that out there.
Is this all not going like Rabbi, who says you need to be for a money after? Maybe we said one of the reasons.
No, but the reason is to remind you. As long as you do something for Shabbos.
Right, but...
You're good, yeah. No, they speak about this, but the problem is, if you look at Rashi, it says it's for Shabbos. It's a chach of a Shabbos.
Right, but I'm saying
that was the previous bit.
According to Rabbi, wouldn't it be thought that you need to
something special?
You need to get something special.
Right.
Yeah. You're getting just like leftovers, what you prepared for Yom Tov, which is leftover things and scraping it together. It's not exactly on Yafra the Shabbos.
Yeah, but it could. Yeah, but it could be that as soon as you do it actively, doing something for the day of Shabbos, then you're going to remember, and you're going to do some other dishes.
Why would you think that, like?
This is like a
lamb fat.
The lentil. All right, but what about the lentils at the bottom of the kedera?
That's awesome. Like, don't you scrape the bottom of the onion?
She's like, right, it's like this. Okay, fine. Okay. Mokum Ion, or maybe a Chabura. We'll see. Okay, so Amar Rav Asi says Rav Asi, Amar Rav Dagger Katanim, which are also Gishmak herring, right? Maluchim that are salty. Ein behem b'shuli nochrim. There's no problem of buying ones from Holland. Yeah, even if they're even if we cook them, because seeing as you can eat them raw. So that, this is the principle of Bashuli of Nochrim, right? That you're not, we're not supposed to eat cooked food from a non-Jew, because if you can start, you know, getting together and cooking, yeah, you may end up marrying his daughter.
What's it got to do with Basuli?
You'll see. Okay, so very good. So so we say, so seeing as these ones you can eat raw, so therefore you didn't really benefit so much from him. So therefore there's no problem, they didn't make a gzeira of chasnus. So now, Amar Rav Yosef, says Rav Yosef, v'im tzala on, and if he roasted them, nochri, right, you can so make a layim, mishum erev tashilin. You can use erev tashilin. So even though that really you could have eaten them anyway, like you can, so like apple compote, for example, would be a fine erev tashilin. Right, you could have eaten it anyway, you didn't really, whatever, you know. But now, nevertheless, and so, okay. No, but, okay, carrying on. The Abdinhu Nochri, if the Nochri did a Kosta de Harsana, so this I didn't get a chance to find, right, because Kosta de Harsana, normally Rashi says, in a different place, it's like a fried fish. And I always thought it was fried fish with like a battered fish. But over here, it doesn't make sense. And it actually explains it a little bit differently. It's basically, it sounds like you're making some kind of, look at Rashi over here. Kosta de Harsana, it doesn't explain the words, I'm also bothered by the words. Matugan b'shuman kirvi dagim b'kemach. It sounds like you kind of, it sounds like sausages or something,
fish,
you know what I mean?
Fish
nuggets. No, but it's not, no, you'll see from the continuation that it can't be that. You'll see, it sounds like you...
Because of the hash.
A hash, right, some kind of like a sauce, like right, yeah, exactly, yeah, very good, hash, nice. Okay.
You know what hash is?
Hash, I thought that's drugs.
Hashish.
Okay, fine. Okay, whatever, you know. Okay, sorry. Okay, whatever. Hash. Oh, because you mix it in, all right. Maybe hash. Right, hash.
No, no.
Hash it up. Hush. Oh, shut up. Yeah, hush. Okay, but okay, now. If you did them not, oh, kosta de harsana, also, then you can't, then it's a problem of bishuli nochrim. Why? Because over here, the flour you couldn't eat, right?
No, it's
fish balls. Yeah, right. Flour you can't eat raw, so now he's cooked up the flour, right? So there's a pshita, so what you're telling me, Abby, that's, you know. So, Maud, Tamer, what might you have thought? Harsana, you may, oh, so it sounds like over the harsana, so here we see, sounds like the harsana is the fish then, right? Right, kosta de harsana. Maybe it's a cup of heart, I don't know. Yeah, but the harsana is ikka. You may think the fish is the ikka. Kamash v'lan kimcha ikka. The kemach is the ikka. Right, so the main thing. So it can't be like a schnitzel, that's what you wrote, right? Because a schnitzel, we say that it's not. Right, that's there's just a. Okay. Amma Rebbe Abba. Says Rebbe Abba. Eruv tavshilin trichin kazayis. Eruv tavshilin, the minimum shear that you need is a kazayis. So ibayilahu. Kazayis echad l'chulan. Do you need a kazayis for every individual into partaking? Let's say you've got six people in the house, so you're going to need six kazayisim. Okay. Or not. Or dilma kazayis l'chol echad v'echad. I read it wrong. One kazayis for everybody, meaning one kazayis would suffice for all six. Or you need one for each one individually. Tashma.
I was not talking about the foods, kazayis of each food.
It's talking about the quantity, yeah.
No, but not regarding the food. Maybe you have two foods, so you need
because I see. No. Right now, it says they only need one dish. Right, you have one dish. You have your scrumptious fat from your knives, which you scrape off on pre yontem. So you'd have to have. Would you have to have six kazaisims of fat? You may have to borrow your neighbor's knife as well. Yeah. Or would you need just one kazais? Tashma, to Amar Rebbe Abba, Amar Rab. Erev Tavshilin, Erev Tavshilin, Tzrichim Kazayis, Bein Le'echad, Bein Le'meah. Right, so one Kazayis would suffice for the whole family, or for the whole city, if you're doing for the city. Stop here.